If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
New war atrocities.
Ukrainians are picking through the rubble and counting their losses.
Historic day in Washington.
The Supreme Court's first black woman justice.
Tiger roars at the Masters.
People have no idea how hard it's been. I did something positive today.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaifin with the CBS World News Roundup. Chaos in the aftermath of a Russian rocket attack in eastern Ukraine. A train station was hit. At least 39 people were killed. Many were there trying to flee the violence. And there's more evidence of possible war crimes in the suburbs outside the capital, Kyiv. CBS's Holly Williams.
The Russian soldiers have gone. Now in Borodyanka, rescue teams are searching for bodies beneath the rubble they left behind. They say they found 26 here yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
Yelena Gaevka showed us what was her home, now shattered. She and her husband Petro came back to collect the only things they can, their treasured family photos.
Ukraine's resistance effort has been costly for Russia. A Putin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, admitted as much in an interview with Britain's Sky News.
We have significant losses of troops, and it's a huge tragedy for us.
Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, spoke with CBS's Scott Pelley for Sunday night's 60 Minutes.
What must the world understand?
We are defending the ability of a person to live in the modern world. We have the same values. We are defending the right to live. I never thought this right was so costly.
Three Republicans joined with Senate Democrats to make history yesterday, confirming Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. CBS's Nicole Killian.
It was a moment of historic celebration. Cheers erupted from the Senate floor to watch parties across the country and the White House, where President Biden embraced Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as she became the first black woman to be confirmed to the Supreme Court. After presiding over the vote, Vice President Kamala Harris, a first in her own right, said she was deeply moved.
I do believe is a very important statement about who we are as a nation.
Three Republicans joined Democrats to back her nomination, despite some who tried to depict Jackson as soft on crime and a judicial activist.
I believe she will prove to be the furthest left of any justice to have ever served on the Supreme Court.
Federal prosecutors are piecing together the stunning story of two men accused of impersonating federal agents. CBS's Catherine Herridge says the two men, Haider Ali and Arian Tarhazadeh, lived in an upscale apartment complex.
Federal prosecutors told the court the men are a flight risk, citing possible links to Pakistani intelligence and recent travel to Iran, and the judge agreed to hold them pending a detention hearing later today. Court documents indicate Tarhazadeh had gained access to the security system for the entire apartment complex, which houses many residents affiliated with federal law enforcement agencies.
We'll see how a night of rest and ice treats Tiger Woods, who treated golf fans to a one-under-par performance in the opening round of the Masters, four shots off the pace set by South Korea's Sung Jae-im. CBS's Steve Futterman in Augusta.
It was a memorable return for Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods!
On his surgically reconstructed leg, Woods returned to competitive golf. There were moments when he looked like the Tiger of old.
Tiger Woods made it.
What a shot from Tiger.
The call on CBS Sports, he showed no visible signs of pain, but those following Woods could see at times his movements were limited.
Looking over putts, he couldn't bend down all the way.
After the round, rave reviews from the fans.
Just fantastic to see him out there walking. I really didn't think he would walk again.
And Woods, in a rare reflective mood, talked about the long road back.
To get from there to here, it was no easy task.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Israeli security forces hunted down and killed a Palestinian man who they say opened fire in a crowded Tel Aviv bar. Two people were killed in that attack and more than 10 wounded. It's the fourth incident of its kind in Israel in 3 weeks. A federal appeals court has upheld President Biden's vaccine mandate for all federal employees, dismissing a lawsuit that challenged it. As we hear from CBS's Scott McFarlane, COVID is suddenly one of the big stories in the nation's capital.
Congress had just relaxed its COVID restrictions, including its mask mandate in the U.S. House. And in a series of days, a series of members have tested positive. That includes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who's asymptomatic, and Maine Senator Susan Collins, whose staff says she's experiencing mild symptoms, but announced the positive test just after Senate votes.
Washington, D.C.'s mayor also tested positive. Now to Alabama, where lawmakers have approved a bill that outlaws gender-affirming medications for transgender youths. And Republicans passed a bill that sets rules for school bathrooms and bans early classroom instruction on sexual and gender identity. In Southern California, summertime heat. The temperature reached 100 in Long Beach, a record for the dates. That's where this man lives.
I don't know when the last time was that it's gotten this hot, you know? My whole house, like the whole inside, just like heated up like a furnace.
And north of San Francisco, Santa Rosa hit 92. Two black coaches have joined Brian Flores' hiring lawsuit against the NFL. Steve Wilks and Ray Horton allege discrimination in interviews for head coaching jobs in Arizona and Tennessee. The first fully private mission to the space station is due to set off today. It's the work of a startup called Axiom Space.
Mission Commander Michael Lopez Alegria says three paying passengers are not joyriding, but rather doing 8 days of science and educational outreach on the space station.
They have each teamed up with, say, research organizations from their geographic areas and put together a suite of experiments that they'll be conducting on orbit.
Lopez Alegria flew 4 times for NASA. He's also a former station commander, now working for Axiom Space, which bought the flight on behalf of the three men from the U.S., Canada, and Israel. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A legendary rock group is trying to have an impact in a time of war.
Pink Floyd is releasing that new music to raise money for Ukraine. It's called Hey Hey Rise Up, and it's the group's newest music in nearly 30 years. It features a Ukrainian singer of the band Boombox. In fact, he is now recovering in a hospital from a mortar shrapnel injury. Proceeds from the song released Friday will go to the Ukraine Humanitarian Relief Fund. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The power situation hasn't improved much in Puerto Rico. More than 1 million customers are into another day without electricity. People are being urged to stay home. Generators and fuel are in short supply. The outage was caused by a Wednesday night fire at a main power plant. That's the roundup, produced by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount+.